From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Jessica. August 11th, 10 things to be aware of before the day starts. Let's get into it. First, from Channel News Asia, Russian barrage on Ukraine kills 9, wounds dozens. Kyiv, Russian attacks across Ukraine killed at least 9 people overnight and wounded dozens, authorities said on Tuesday, August 11, after Kyiv warned that Moscow had received more ballistic missiles from North Korea. Russia has stepped up ballistic missile strikes on Ukrainian cities in recent weeks, with Ukraine responding with strikes deep inside Russian territory. The overnight attacks span Kyiv, Zaporizhia, and Dnipropetrovsk, regional authorities said. Next, second, from Bloomberg Top, South Africa links Russian financing to coup accused influencer. South African prosecutors allege that Russia financed an attempted escape from the country by a social media influencer wanted by Benin in connection with an attempted coup in that country in December. Up next, third, from the Hindu Top, Congress alleges BJP Yuva Morcha members being sent from West Bengal to Jharkhand to join student protest. The Congress on Tuesday, August 11, 2026 alleged that some members of the BJP Yuva Morcha were being transported from West Bengal in trucks to Jharkhand, and an attempt was being made to give a different color to the ongoing non-violent student movement there. The opposition party said the BJP thinks that if a fake crowd is sent to the Jharkhand movement to make it look bigger, then the public outrage that has arisen against it will die down. Also read, BJP asks Congress to withdraw support to Hemant Soren Govt, Rahul Gandhi slams police action, Congress General Secretary KC. And then, fourth, from BBC Africa, a burial row over Zambia's late president has turned its election into a hot contest. A specter is hanging over the Zambian election campaign in the shape of former President Edgar Lungu. Despite having died more than a year ago in South Africa, his body remains unburied amid a bitter dispute between President Hakainde Hichilema and the Lungu family that has sharpened political divisions. Next, fifth, from Bloomberg Top, retail investors jostle for a piece of Unitree The China Show 8/11/2026. Bloomberg, The China Show is your definitive source for news and analysis on the world's second biggest economy. From politics and policy to tech and trends, Yvonne Mann and David Ingles give global investors unique insight, delivering in-depth discussions with the newsmakers who matter. Source, Bloomberg. Up next, sixth, from Straits Times. Drone attack kills 1 in Russia's Voronezh region, sets warehouses ablaze. Moscow, August 11, a drone attack killed 1 person and injured 2 others in Russia's Voronezh region overnight, while fallen debris triggered fires at warehouse facilities, Alexander Gusev, the regional governor, said on Tuesday. And then, seventh, from Channel News Asia, Lulu's Lounge returns to Singapore with a new home in Chinatown. Now housed in a heritage shophouse on South Bridge Road, Lulu's Lounge returns with live entertainment, cocktails, and late-night dining in a 1930s Shanghai-inspired setting. A defining fixture of Singapore's nightlife returns with a new Chinatown address. Occupying a heritage shophouse within Terra Southbridge Hotel at 208 Southbridge Road, the reopened Lulu's Lounge retains its signature mix of live cabaret, hospitality, and craft cocktails. Stepping inside feels like entering a world inspired by 1930s Shanghai, with rich jade hues, lacquered and mirrored surfaces, and plush velvet booths. That's the day. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.